This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games, and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's gay school!
I crack up laughing every time, I can't help it.
You see, I try not to try, if you get what I mean.
I think so.
It's a larp and a hoot.
Good, love it. It's you are back with Generation Next on John and 4.9 with Maddie and Chris. It's 7:48, and of course, this is our regular news segment, Gay School. I'm going to start out. 9 former ex-gay therapy leaders apologise and call for its banning. Several of the leading figures in the global ex-gay movement, I'm doing finger quotes here, have signed a joint letter of apology and have now pledged to denounce attempts to cure people of their same-sex attractions. Awesome. Leading former figures from ex-gay groups, including Exodus International and Love in Action, have put out their letter of apology. This includes Exodus International co-founder Michael Busset, Courage UK founder Jeremy Marks, Coming Back founder Bill Prickett, Love in Action outreach director Tim Rimmel and executive director John J. Smith, Paraclete Ministries founder Darlene Bogle, and Yvette Schneider, who earlier this week announced her support for the banning of so-called reparative therapies on minors. Some of them have apologised before, some of them have not. So this is like people who are really big in the whole, you know, conversion therapy thing.
What a flip. What a turn of events.
Yeah. The letter includes conversion therapy, also known as reparative therapy, ex-gay therapy, or sexual orientation change efforts, professes to help lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people to change or overcome their sexual orientation or gender identity. The majority of those who practice this therapy often do so with little or no formal psychological training, operating instead from a strict religious perspective, believing homosexuality to be a sin. At one time, we were not only deeply involved in these ex-gay programs, we were the founders, the leaders, and the promoters. Together, we represent more than half a century of experience, so few people are more knowledgeable about the ineffectiveness and harm of conversion therapy. We know firsthand the terrible emotional and spiritual damage it can cause, especially for LGBT youth. We once believed that there was something morally wrong and psychologically broken about being LGBT. We know better now.
Now? Just now.
There's quite a lot more to this, but this is an amazing piece of writing.
It is.
Like, this is huge.
Again, what made them change again?
Just coming to the realization that they were wrong, that they were hurting people, that they weren't. Pretty much every major mainstream professional medical and mental health organization has come forward and said, look, this doesn't work. This is harmful. You're brainwashing people. You're hurting people.
It's sad, but look, from this, the only good can come out of it now. It's going to help promote, you know, we're normal. And
yeah, I'm so glad. If these people can change, can realize, you know what, I was wrong, there might be hope out there.
It just begs the question, like, what made them all change all at the same time? It's fascinating. But
yeah.
Yeah, it's a due time.
Really, really glad that it happened.
So next is that the U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg predicts that the nation's high court will hear the same-sex marriage case on June 2016, if not next year.
Ooh.
Yes. Since the court in a 5-4 decision in June 2013 gutted key provisions of the Defense of Marriage Act, federal courts have struck down gay marriage bans in several states. Cases on appeal in such states as, I can't even pronounce it, Ottawa, Indiana, Utah.
So Utah. You just add a tar on the end.
Right. Utah, Indiana, or Virginia could be one of those selected by the court for a landmark ruling.
So they think it's going to go federal, like, within a couple of years.
Something like that. It's pretty good. I think an interview with the Associated Press, I think the court will not do what they did in the old days when they continually ducked the issue. I think we're pretty much living in an age where we know what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah, I think so.
And if a case is properly before the court, they will take it.
And in more news from courts, Uganda courts have struck down their anti-gay laws. The law was overturned on the 1st of August. And this is the law that punished homosexuality with life in prison. It was found that when the bill was passed, they did not have a quorum, which meant there weren't enough people to legally pass the bill.
Wow.
So it was passed illegally, and that has been... And so it's now been overturned. Like, it seems quite likely that they're going to try and pass the bill again.
Yeah.
A lot of politicians have spoken up saying, we're on the side of justice and we want to see these laws back. And but for now, as a lesbian and human rights advocate in Uganda has said, final judgment, I am no longer criminal. And another gay rights activist simply said, I am officially legal. That is fantastic.
My God, a new chapter. Isn't it? So what, you get sent to prison for life if you were to be openly gay? Or
yep.
That's so backwards, I guess. You know, it's just...
And it's not just that. It was passed about 5 months ago, and in that time, LGBTI rights activists have had attempted lynchings, mob violence, blackmail, lost jobs, arrests, evictions, arsons and suicides. Like, it is an absolutely draconian environment for queer people in Uganda. So I am really, really pleased to see that even if it's... They're going to push to get the laws back, but as it is at the moment, that law is no longer in place.
Shivers.
Love it. We are coming to the end of our show.
Already? Well, I mean, really? That's
it? Yeah. We did get a text in, just addressing it now. What's Josh Thomas's new series going to be like? Is it a true representation of gay relationships? I have never watched it. I cannot give any input on that.
It just so happens I have. I've seen the first season. I think the second one's coming out, or if not already. So Josh Thomas, he just openly admitted that he was gay on the show to his friends and whatnot. And I think he's like, he just starts out being gay. And basically he meets a guy and they do all that sort of stuff. But he's quite the awkward character. And you know what? I'm not saying that's bad. So I don't know. I guess it can be a real representation. But again, it's all to their own. But it's a good laugh to watch it. So
okay, that's cool.
One to their own.
I think we're going to have to finish up.
Yes.
It is always a sad time.
Well, let's cheer up with some cheesecake.
First up, we've got a few community announcements. Then we'll be going to one last track. Thanks so much for listening, everyone.
It was a date, you know.
If you want to find us on Facebook, just look up Generation Next, and we will be back this time next week. You've been listening to Generation Next with Maddie.
And Chris.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.